1. Caius sat back, eyeing the lovely ladies around him with jaded interest, weighing each one mentally, watching their interaction with each other and the people around them. He studied them, read their body language carefully, on the lookout for the weakest in the herd. He needed a fix, and soon. He could feel the itch to break a fragile heart crawling over his skin and burrowing into the marrow of his bones. Could feel the need to add another layer of ice and indifference to his own heart before the crust he'd formed over that traitorous organ began to crack and slough off. Because if he ever allowed that to happen, he'd run the risk of feeling again. And then he'd end up drowning in his own personal hell. Knocking back a slug of whiskey and shoving everything but the urge to fuck out of his mind, Caius smiled at the pretty dancing before him, eyeing her curvy body as it moved in a sensual invitation that only an idiot could miss. Deciding that she was the one he wanted, Caius set his tumbler down and leaned back in the booth to enjoy the show this little pretty was putting on just for him. Dressed in a halter top and a short, tight skirt, she was on the petite side, and lusciously curvy with a mane of red hair, just perfect for fisting for extra leverage. Her smile was wicked, and the look in her eye promised carnal delights as she darted her wet pink tongue over her full pouty lips. Continuing to smile, Caius raised his hand and beckoned to the dancer with a long-fingered hand, chuckling to himself at how quickly she jumped to do his bidding. In moments, she was pressed into him as he slung an arm around her waist and hauled her across his lap. Without any warning, he slanted his mouth over hers, and using the powers of his kiss and the love spell he could weave around even the most reluctant of lovers, obliterated any last-minute objections she might have voiced to his calculated seduction. She tasted of rum and mint gum, and finding the combination rather pleasant, Caius deepened the kiss as he filled his hands with her more than ample breasts. The pretty in his arms was aggressive as she returned his kiss and arched into his hands, her body grinding against his, and he found himself chuckling mentally. Through the ages, he'd found that the more sexually aggressive a woman was, the more insecure she was, and could be counted on to do everything in her power to hide that fact from the rest of the world. Knowing this, Caius felt a spike in the lust that rode through his veins, and ignored the fact that he felt no more than lustful indifference where this little pretty was concerned. He no longer believed in softer emotions, and he never found himself wishing he was whole enough to feel anything but cold indifference and selfish lust where any woman was concerned. The lid he kept on the poisonous pain and self-loathing he kept buried as deeply as he could was held on with nothing more than his own shaky will, and it wouldn't take much to rip the lid off and allow the emotional barriers he'd erected around his heart and soul over the years to come crashing down around him. And if that should happen, Caius would once again feel nothing but debilitating heartache and pain, and he simply couldn't go through it again.